Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, and a very pleasant welcome to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I hope that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. And if by any chance you're passing through the valley of humiliation or affliction, I want you to know that God has grace and power to help you there also. His grace is able to save and keep from sin. But let us not be discouraged when God desires to try our faith, but ever keep pressing onward in the straight and narrow way. Now I know there will be opposition, but I also know if we are true, God has promised a reward. Now the scriptures teach that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. Now this scripture was prophesied and written many years before Christ was born by the prophet Isaiah. See Isaiah 53:5. Yet please notice how accurately this prophecy was fulfilled at the trial of Jesus in Matthew 27:26. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then let us not overlook the 29th and 30th verses. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. Now, does it not seem to you that one who had spoken at the tomb of a man who had been dead for 4 days, see John 11:17, and this spoken word caused the man Lazarus to rise up out of the grave to live again, would not have power to defend himself and save his own life from being taken captive by wicked men and crucified before the public, thus putting him to shame openly? Let me give you a little portrait here by B.U. Cook. In Bethany of old, near Jerusalem, we're told, both Martha and Mary did dwell. They loved one another and likewise their brother, and they all loved Jesus as well. But Lazarus died, and his sisters applied to Jesus to help them, to bring them relief. They knew of his love and his power from above, and they had great faith and belief. They went to the grave, to the tomb, or the cave where Lazarus had lain for 4 days. And the tomb did unclose, and Lazarus arose, and Jesus was given the praise. No doubt they then talked, as homeward they walked, by the roadside where flowers did bloom, of Christ and his love, and his power from above, over death and the grave and the tomb. No doubt their hearts swelled at what they beheld that night in the dim-lighted room. 4 days they had wept while their brother had slept, and their hearts were o'ershadowed with gloom. But their sorrow had fled, for he who was dead had been raised, and tonight he was well. They sang of their love for their Father above, who in heaven forever will dwell. They spoke of the tomb, of the sorrow and gloom, of the pain and the anguish and grief, of the sobs and the sighs and the tear-moistened eyes, and of one who had brought them relief. They spoke of the need of a Savior indeed, of one who their burdens could bear, whose worth can't be told in both silver and gold, and the evening was ended in prayer. And watches were kept that night as they slept by the guardian angels above, and when they awoke, the silence was broke by expressions again of their love. And day after day, their love they display, as brother and sister should do. The prayers that they prayed and commands they obeyed were those that belong to the true. Now, let me ask you again. Does it not seem to you that one who was able to bring such deliverance and victory as this would also have the power to save his own life from suffering and destruction? Then consider the magnificent power and authority displayed by the Savior when the storm arose on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were fearful of being drowned and called upon the Master for help. This help was forthcoming shortly, for he spoke to the winds and they ceased to blow. But hardly had one problem been solved before another arose. Upon reaching the shoreline, they were confronted with a problem of knowing how to deal with two men possessed with devils. Once again, the eternal power and authority of Christ was manifested. Let me again quote from B.U. Cook. On the Lake Galilee, a beautiful sea, a most wonderful storm did arise. The waters were splashing, yes, surging and dashing, like mountains approaching the skies. Thunders were pealing, the lightnings revealing great dangers as seen on the deep. While Jesus was sleeping, no doubt he was keeping such a watch as no other could keep. The vessel was creaking, dipping, and leaking, and it seemed as if death was at hand. When Christ first awoke, just a few words he spoke, and the sea was as calm as the land. They landed at last, and the boat was made fast to the land of the old Gadarenes. His heart soon did yearn for a speedy return to the place of his earlier scenes. An old Gadarene with a spirit unclean came out from the tomb or the cave. They tied him at length, and so great was his strength, and he like a madman did rave, that he snapped the great chain, yes, broke it in twain, like the cords that his arms did entwine. But the old Gadarene by Christ was made clean, and his spirit took refuge in swine. They ran down the bank to a pond or a tank, and soon not a hog could be found. For the whole of the herd, when Christ spoke the word, swam out in the sea and was drowned. But the spirit, I'm sure, did somewhat endure, for I've seen it in hogs in the pen. It could not have drowned, for that spirit I've found not only in hogs, but in men. These men were as mean as the old Gadarene, but may not have lived in a tomb, in satin and felt, in a mansion they dwelt, where flowers continually bloom. No hog, I am sure, could ever endure a spirit so base and so mean. If waters were found, he perhaps would be drowned in his effort, no doubt, to get clean. End of quote. Now, let me add right here that the Christ who performed all these miracles did have the power to escape the suffering on the cross. But the scriptures tell us that he was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Romans 2:9. Let us pray. Our Father, we come to Thee with all of the problems which we are called upon daily to solve. We confess that sometimes they are too great for us to comprehend, but we entreat Thee to give us power to be victorious in all things. Bless those in Radio Land with all good and spiritual blessings for Christ's sake. Amen. Now, let me remind you that we do mail printed copies of the Mission Trail broadcast each week to those who request them. Recently, we have been including some reports of interest on the last page which are not mentioned on the broadcast. Why not have your name added to this list? Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And do pray with us that God will bless the message to every heart, and also that he will supply the means to keep the word going forth, both by radio and by print. That address again is the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here now is a song by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell. More About Jesus.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More.
Yes, friends, are you seeking to know more about him?
More about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Until then, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying, may God richly bless you wherever you may be. And a very pleasant good night.
More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.